from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You were asking, is Brandon Ayuk worth it or whatever? Let's talk about worthy and what praise Patrick Mahomes was giving yesterday when we were up at camp. Is this... It's definitely not a negative, but is this just Mahomes propping up the young player, trying to make him feel good and confident, or is this different for you? So the quote from Mahomes was, in regards to Worthy, he does a great job, he's fast, but it's almost like he can run fast, but he can run with fast pace. He's able to track the ball really well. He runs a lot of great routes. He's going to get as physical as any camp here. He's doing a great job trying to fight off press as best he can, getting through there, making plays happen. And so if he'll keep getting better and better, if he can get through this camp, he'll be able to get through a lot of stuff. I'm excited for him and how he's progressing through camp, talking about him improving throughout the camp. We know he's gotten a ton of opportunity. I still think the amount of deep pass routes to Worthy, yes, that's how they want to utilize him, but I still think so much of that is just because he missed a huge chunk of the earlier offseason.
They're trying to force feed snaps to catch him up with everyone else, because Kelce doesn't need more snaps or more throws in a practice scenario. He's probably had enough of those over the years. This is tough, because essentially you're just guessing. Patrick Mahomes has said really glowing, nice things about so many bad receivers. I mean, just bad ones. I've heard him gush about Tony or Justin Ross or a million others. But there was a camp when he was talking about how quickly Justin Watson picked up the offense and how he was surprised by the level of talent he had, and he was right. Justin Watson was an effective player for them. He's not a superstar, but Justin Watson mattered for this team for a couple of years because he was very efficient. There was a reason why Tom Brady kept him around. I actually think this is genuine praise. I think they probably, and this is always like the hope, is that for as long as you've held down rookie wide receivers because you're afraid where they might make mistakes or where they might add challenges, last year should teach you sometimes that learning on the fly by February can make all the difference in the world. Because I don't think Rashee Rice was a super polished, perfect wide receiver week one. And there were problems in the early, middle part of the season where he still needed to get better. And by just making him do it over and over again, he did. So I think this is genuine praise. It gives me a little more hope for Xavier Worthy. I still think that the over-under yardage total is a little high, but I am higher on his season total than I was before the year.
The reason why I just feel better simply is availability. Heading into camp, I was still concerned with the hamstring injury. Would he practice for a few days and not practice? Well, that happened, but it was because of strep, okay? Not a lingering injury. So that's where I'm confident. I'm not trying to jinx the guy, but 15 practices in, the only practices he missed is because he had strep. Other than that, the hamstring has not been a problem. And that was one thing that was still holding me back a little bit on what he would be. Now, the next layer to that is, all right, Andy, are you willing to use a rookie early on in the season? What's the role look like? How many snaps are we talking about from the get-go? It's looking more and more like Rashee Rice is not getting suspended. It just is, as we sit on August the 8th.
Yeah.
So what opportunities? You think about the snaps. They're going to have certain packages. They're, you know, week one against the Ravens Thursday night when the Chiefs are putting up a new banner at Arrowhead. There's going to be a deep shot to Xavier Worthy. I don't doubt that, but how many snaps is he getting? I know he's getting one, and I know one time they're going to try to go deep.
Yeah, he'll run deep. whether Mahomes does it or not, that's where Worthy will be running.
But I think that regarding Xavier Worthy, it'll be interesting to see how much his or how quickly his involvement goes. Because I, from the jump, I've kind of said that he needs to be the number one or the number three wide receiver. I know that, you know, he's not going to be that probably week one, but it'll be interesting to see what he brings week one, week two, week three, and then where it goes from there. Like, if he's good for a deep shot every now and then, what if they get him more involved with bubble screens, and then he turns into more of the Rashee Rice, and not that he's forced, but he gets the playbook more under his brain, and he understands things more. He's got the concepts down that they like to do. How quickly does he go from a few plays here and there to a guy that's relied upon on a regular basis?
I think some of it not only is his own progression, but frankly, how is the performance of Hollywood Brown? And, you know, is everything else going great that they're planning on heading into the season? Nothing's going to go perfect, but, you know, their involvement of Jared Wiley, does that go as planned? Do they get enough from whoever is going to be this team's, you know, is he the fourth wide receiver? Whoever is going to be this team's third receiver and Hollywood Brown to go with Rashee Rice, how much are they getting out of them will probably dictate whether they think they need to get more use out of Xavier Worthy as the season goes on too.
Yeah, probably. But they don't have a long history of using him right away. I would like some, like a planned use, like you said, Gold. He doesn't need to come in there and get 10 targets on week one, but get him out there for three targets and 15 routes or 20 routes and see if you can't find the ball for him every once in a while. For the same reason you've been trying to force feed Kadarius Toney. Get the balls in the hands of a super, super fast person and good things could happen. I mean, they always will. But the possibility are far greater of him taking a ball 80 yards than Justin Watson. Not that he can't, but it's more likely that Xavier Worthy is going to break away from someone. One slip tackle, one mistake by the defense, one crease could all lead to quick scores.
The part that excited me most, though, from Mahomes' quote, even if you think the rest is just propping up a guy because he's a rookie, him specifically mentioning tracking the football in the air at that speed, we all know, anybody that's been paying attention, we know not only last year, but Mecole Hardman, he's come up with a huge catch. We all know him, helped him win a Super Bowl. He struggles to track the football.
He does.
MVS couldn't catch the football. You know, so to hear
Jared
someone
Mahomes pat himself on the back on that yesterday.
He was the best on the team, I believe.
Yeah. He did.
But running as fast as Worthy does and tracking the football, I loved hearing that because that has just been a problem for receivers. Even when everything's schemed up great and Andy has the right idea, you know, right play design, and Mahomes puts the ball where it should be, sometimes in recent history, since Tyreek Hill, we have not seen someone being able to stretch the field and track the ball. I think Hollywood Brown does that, and it sounds like Xavier Worthy does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.